Great day, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. I'm super excited about today's shows for a number of reasons. First of all, I'm coming to you live from the Big Island in Hawaii and absolutely loving every single minute of it. So it's the perfect opportunity to lean into the greatness that lives in all of us. You see, we all have greatness within us, and it shows up differently for each of us. So how's it showing up in your life? How's it showing up in terms of how you lead and provide service to others? How's it showing up that in a way that allows you to create healthy relationships with those that you care about in your life? How is it allowing you to consistently show up for yourself, speak your truth authentically and entirely? You see, it shows up differently for all of us, but greatness is not necessarily the peak. It's an evolutionary process. We're going to talk about it because it's created day by day, minute by minute, and decision by decision. And today's guest says that it's all about owning your yes and your no's. So this is the season finale of this season, season 7 for the Coffee with Rhonda show, and I'm ready to leap above the grind. Are you? Let's get started. Great day, everyone. Super excited to be here with all of you for the season finale of season 7 of the Coffee with Rhonda show. So I am here in Hawaii, so please forgive my lighting and, you know, things are a little bit weird. Hopefully there's no technical difficulties or craziness today because we are ready to rock and roll. So thank you for being here once again. We are your cup full of inspiration, revelation, and wit for today's savvy leader. And as I said, this is the season finale. So after this week, we will be off for, I can't remember, 12, 14 weeks, something like that. And we will see you all at the end of March for the next season. So before we introduce our guests and our co-hosts, you know, there's just a couple of housekeeping items. The first one is to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can get there super easy by going to coffeewithrhondashow.com. And then the next one is to take a minute right now, right this second, and like and share this video because sharing is caring. And also, there is someone out there who will take something important away from our discussion today. With all that being said, my name is Rhonda Y. Williams, and I'm your host for the show. And I am what I like to call an RSOL, or a recovering stressed out leader. So I truly believe that we must modernize leadership to include well-being and ongoing growth and development. I'm the founder of Above the Grind Mentoring and Coaching Academy, where we help leaders develop the skills to thrive above the grind. So we do have an opportunity for you to check out where you are as a leader, and you can do your own leadership emotional intelligence assessment at testmyeq.com. Now, I don't have a special cup today, so all I have is my regular old Airbnb cup here, but in it I have coffee and just a little bit of creamer and a dash of cinnamon. So that's what's happening with me where I am. So let's get to our super caffeinated co-host, and then we will introduce our amazing guest for today. So Murray, good evening to you.
Good evening, and it's good morning for me, past 5 and on Sunday. Welcome, everyone. I'm excited for this, you know, last episode of the season, because we're talking about greatness. And I'm, you know me as the greatness engineer. I'll help, you know, you to, you know, identify your greatness and step into it. And that's, I've been leveraging it on the oil and gas professional career. So I'm also the CEO of MT Energy Resources, and I work a lot with women in energy to help them to, you know, to get the best result in their career and their businesses. And today I'm drinking again celery juice with lime and a little bit of cinnamon as well. So it's really, you know, yummy. So welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Mireille. You know, I keep saying I'm going to try that celery juice, but it actually doesn't sound very tasty to me.
No, you'll be surprised with the lime. You'll be surprised. And you should put a little bit of onion with that. It's gonna help. Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, I got the whole off season to check that out, so I'll do that. So, Roz, good day to you. It looks like your video's a little bit choppy, Roz, so I don't know if you can hear us. Can you hear us? I think she might be frozen. Oh, there we go. Roz, you look like you're moving now. Can you hear us? Uh-oh.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about who you are, my darling, and tell us what you have in your cup.
Well, I don't have a cup. I have a bottle of Fiji water. You know, I've been on the water kick lately. My name is Roz Jones, the CEO and owner of Jacksonville's Best Caregiver, where we help expand the loved one. Why do I do it? I do it to help the caregiver to reduce that SOS on their journey, which is being stressed, overwhelmed, and providing safety and security. When you can't do it all, give us a call. And on this show note, but before we go over, I will have to leave the show a little early today. Some people know that my father was floating a fire at the
house.
And so today we're doing a virtual service for him. Yeah, yes. We're doing a virtual service at 12 o'clock, so I will have to leave about 15 minutes.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, man. Can you hear me? Oh, man.
Yeah. We can hear you, but I think, I think Rhonda is frozen now, so... The show is the show has to go on.
So you said that you were
going to leave early, so that's good. So Rhonda is back. So Rhonda, over to you. Okay, looks like Hawaii.
Hawaii is just too good to her.
Yeah, Hawaii is just too good to her. So we're losing her. Are you back, right, Rhonda?
I am, and I am so excited. So I'm sorry I missed some of that, Roz. You'll have to fill me in a little bit on that. And I'm really, I hear there's something happening with your dad. So I'll check with you later and make sure that I understand what's happening there. So let's get to our guest, Lolita E. Walker, who is an amazing TEDx speaker and keynote speaker, among other things, certified life coach, executive coach, leadership coach. And Lolita, welcome to the show. I've been listening to you rock and drop the mic for a long time now on Clubhouse, and it's so amazing and wonderful to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do in the world, and then tell us what you have in your cup.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'll start with my cup because it's not that interesting this morning. I am drinking water out of my cup. And so that's going to lead me on a great day today. There's nothing extra inside of it, literally just water. And so that is what I am sipping on today and giving a cheers to everybody who is watching. I am Lolita E. Walker, certified life leadership and executive coach. I'm a power speaker and I work with power women just like you all. And I work within organizations as well to help folks to shift, to have renewed them. What that looks like is really leaning in on who it is that we are, understanding our strengths and how then we can enable our gifts to shine through. I increase clarity, confidence, and commitment, whether I am writing, in books, whether I'm on my own podcast, whether I'm in front of somebody on the TEDx stage, as you said. But all in all, it really is about finding the greatness, like we're talking about today, inside of you and being able to pull that out so that you can walk, talk, and behave differently. So I'm so excited to be here. And I too love Hawaii.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I want to say good morning to a couple of folks out there. So, hey, Mom, good morning to you, broadcasting from Hawaii. Yes, I am here. And she is there with her tropical fruit smoothie and waiting for another great show. Thank you. Thank you. And then Christina. Hey, Christina, great to see you. She says she loves Hawaii, global workplace dignity. It's great to see you all here today. And I want to get started, Lolita, with a quote that I heard when you did your TED Talk. And it really spoke to me. And I think it's the perfect place for us to start by talking about greatness. So let's start with this. And then I want you to expand on this a little bit more. And then Marae and Roz, I'll get your feedback and your thoughts on this as well. So here we go. For those of you listening later who may not be able to see the quote, maybe you're on audio or a podcast, it says, you have the power to shift who you are to become who you are capable or to who you are capable of becoming. So Lolita, when I heard that quote, I was like, whoa, that is powerful. And so can you tell us a little bit more about that and connect it to what we're talking to today about really showing up and owning your greatness?
Oh, I love that. Yes. And, you know, oftentimes people come to me and they say, oh my gosh, I heard this when you spoke. I heard this in your TEDx talk. And so I love it because so many people, you know, you don't know where you meet people. And this quote has so many resonations to so many people, but I'll tell you about what it means to me and then what I've been able to see inside of my work. And then, of course, all of it leads to the greatness of who it is that we are. You know, we have the power to shift who it is that we are in this very moment. I believe everything is a choice. Who we are in this very moment could be very different than who we are becoming. Our experiences, right? We are here. And where we are becoming is way past even here. Sometimes it's beyond even where we can imagine. And so there's a gap between those two. And so what it's saying is that you, like you, Rhonda, you, Marielle, you, Roz, me, Lolita E. Walker, I have the power within me to shift who it is that I am in this moment to become even more of the greatness that God has already destined me to be. And so then it becomes this how. Well, how am I going to do that? And there's so many different steps to that, which I'm so blessed to be able to help people do that all the time. But one of the amazing things about it is to really look out to that future self of you and feel how that future self feels. Like I know already when I graduate with my PhD, I know how I'm gonna feel. I can see myself now. I can see my family around me. I can feel that emotion. And so what I'm saying is that between one of my favorite quotes, right, outside of my own, one of my favorite quotes in the whole wide world is it says, the leap is so frightening between where I am and where I want to be. Because of all I may become, I will close my eyes and I will leap, right? Like that leap between where I am and where I want to be sometimes is so scary. But because of all of who I am and because of all of who I may turn out to be, absolutely, I'm going to leap. And so when I talk greatness, it's about recognizing that that is a thing, recognizing that there's more for me. And if I just reach it and do the work, I too will be able to achieve beyond what I can even imagine.
Oh my goodness. I absolutely love it. And so Marae, talk to me a little bit about that space between where we are now and what we can become. It's a little scary, as Lolita says, right? Yeah. And so talk to us about that.
So it is a little scary, and I love what Lolita is saying, this potential that we have and that we are scared to, you know, to reach to. That's really the, you know, the problem. Sometimes we have it inside of us. We know that, you know, there is no limit. We can always go higher, but we're so scared to take the next step and fill this gap to, you know, the gap that is between where we are and where, you know, we can be. And this, you know, unlimited, no ceiling, basically, because I think what's happening And why we miss our greatness is we see a ceiling, and there's none. We are unlimited. And if we put ourselves, you know, if we think about, you know, the gift that we have and how we can use them and really feel the fear and do it anyway, we can go places. And that's really what it's all about. That's really what greatness is all about. Not being scared, really dare to, you know, to expand, dare to go to the next level, and dare to take this challenge that is really frightening us. And that's really where, you know, you find your greatness.
So I love that. So Roz, this fear that we have, are we fearful about us, or are we fearful about what other people might say if we fail, or we say we're going to do something and then we don't, or we're reaching really high and we don't make? What is the fear? Where is it coming from?
It's coming from both sides. It's coming from both sides, because sometimes we limit ourselves, and then sometimes we listen to what other people say that, you know, that causes this fear. You know, why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Why do you want to give up that 9-to-5 job? You know, do this and you're so secure. You know, if you work 30 years, which they don't do anymore, you know, you'll have a retirement. You'll have your insurance. You'll have why do you want to be an entrepreneur? People ask me that all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I didn't remove those people, then yes, I would keep fear. And if and I didn't do things for myself, then yes, I would start an entrepreneur. But if I don't control my power and things that are draining my power, then I'll never have power, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm Roz Jones, and I'm done speaking.
Thank you, Roz. And I think that's an important point about our power. So Lolita, one of the questions that I have about us owning our greatness is the distinction between what is greatness, right? Is it our willingness and ability to show up in excellence for ourselves, right? But excellence is not the same as perfection. And I think sometimes people get the two of them confused, right? If I'm saying that I'm excellent, first of all, we have trouble saying I'm showing up in excellence, I'm great. We have difficulty with that. But then am I afraid that that means then that I'm supposed to be perfect? Right? Do you see a distinction between excellence and perfection?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes. And I think we each have a bit of both, to be honest. You know, one of the things I was thinking about as folks were talking is, you know, I talk about this notion of AWA, and it's your ability, your willingness, and then your action. We each have the ability. We were born with it. It's innate inside of us. Our abilities are there. Then our willingness. Are we willing to receive? Are we really willing to leap out of our comfort zone? Are we willing to try that new thing? Are we willing to go off course of what my mama said and her mama said and her mama's mama said? You know, am I willing to do something different that feels a little uncomfortable? And then am I ready to shift to action? And I think each of those play a phenomenal role in who it is that we are. So when I think of greatness, I think of so many things. I think of, you know, leveraging what is already within you. So, you know, I can see somebody watching right now and somebody saying, you know, it sounds very overview of what you guys are talking about, but it doesn't sound tangible to me. Like, how do I find this thing called greatness? And I think that, you know, I know when I work with my clients, some of the questions that I ask are, what if, right? So let's talk about when I wanted to get, let's use a practical example of, I was talking early in 2022 and I was talking to people about, you know, this year I say Dr. Lolita E. Walker, da, 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 right? This year I'm saying this, and I'm saying it over and over again. And many of you have heard this story, but what happened finally is that Dr. Sean Shapiro said, okay, well, when did you apply? Have you applied? Let's talk about it. I'm like, oh, no, I haven't applied. Well, Lolita, let's talk about this. So when I talk about greatness, when I talk about pushing, I'm talking about living your dreams out loud. I'm talking about stating the things that starts the process of leaping out of your comfort zone. just talking about it, because it's scary, mm-hmm. because somebody's going to latch on and somebody's going to hold you accountable for that. The more and more you say it, our words penetrate into our thoughts, which penetrate into our actions. So the more and more you speak it out loud, the more and more it resonates, the more and more people hold you accountable. Greatness is knowing that I am more. Like I mm-hmm. am more. Greatness is knowing that I am greatness. I am greatness, right? It's not a thing that I have to achieve. It is me already. So let me allow all of this to be poured into me, because I sit here, and if I know I'm greatness, if I believe it, if I know I can achieve it, I got to believe it. I got to trust it. I got to know it. And when you know those things, you show up differently. And then mm-hmm. people are attracted to you. Makes sense. Like, I am greatness. So when you start with that, then you start teaching people how to treat you. And then you start walking into the excellence, as you just said, right, of who it is that you are, because you stand a little bit taller. You're speaking these words out loud. You're speaking the truth out of yourself. And so you're believing it. You're knowing it. You're trusting it. And I see Roz. She's like, uh-huh. Yes, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh my goodness.
Powerful.
So I love that.
It's
because
so powerful.
I am greatness. I am great. Okay, everybody say it with me.
Yeah.
I am greatness.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. So when you can start there.
Oh, Ron, let me step in. Oh, please let me step in.
Oh, yes, Roz, go. Go.
Lolita is speaking. For those, she's Bible, and she has me over the moon. Uh-huh. Bible says, who doesn't say that I am? I am who I say I am.
Yeah.
I am who I say
right.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she's telling us, to us, and she's broken down. But she's following principles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
I'm done. So and I just wanted to add, you know, we decide who we are, and we decide that we are greatness, and that's it, you know.
Yeah, you know, I have this affirmation, and I say it all the time. It's in my 40 deck card of affirmations, but it says, "I am the greatness that others have yet to see." Right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it again so that you can catch it. Mm-hmm. It is, I am the greatness that others have yet to see. And I tell my son all the time, because sometimes that other is us. Sometimes we have yet to see the greatness that is inside of us. So when I define greatness, I define it as I am greatness. So Lolita E. Walker, you are greatness. What does that mean to you? How does that show up in you? When you are no longer here, how do you want people to speak about you? Are you walking, talking, and behaving in that thing every day, right? What is holding you accountable? Who is holding you accountable? And I love that Roz earlier had said, you know, pretty much she said your community. Like, who is it that you have around you? And are they helping you to become even more than who it is that you are today? Are they helping you elevate the greatness that is inside of you? If we start with the mustard seed of I am greatness, period, then allow people to nourish you, allow people to pour into you, allow people to help to grow you. And then when you are growing and you're flourishing, make sure you reach out and touch and grab someone else and let them know the greatness that you see in them. Because oftentimes we might be the only one who is sharing to somebody else, hey, guess what? This is what I see in you. And I don't know if you know it, but guess what? This is what I see in you. It's powerful.
No, it's powerful. And that's, and I like what you just, you know, said, you know, also identify the greatness in people and tell them, because this just telling them can actually break through and create something in them that will really spark this greatness, and they're really going to realize and decide that they are greatness themselves. And it is an important process. So thank you for, you know, for enlightening, you know, the platform today. It's just so powerful. And sometimes those are things that's, I think it's still, you know, a taboo in a way. People don't, especially in certain community, I don't know about the US, but in certain community, people are, you know, very reluctant. And I'm talking about, because I've worked in the male-dominated environment where women are very reluctant to say that they are good, to say that they are great. They have this, you know, this complex where they just don't want to say it. And that's create all the blockages that we see. And we only, you know, see this ceiling all the time, because we don't actually decide that nobody is going to define us, and we are greatness and we are good and we are whatever we want to be. And that's really, sometimes a problem.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. It is. You know, mm-hmm. I remember working in corporate, and I'm an engineer by trade, so I can definitely identify with being in a male-dominated space and, mm-hmm. and also in manufacturing. And so absolutely. You know, one of the things that I remember when I started working in corporate was this African-American affinity network. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, talking about community, what was great when I started going to meetings and really leaning in on what was happening there was these unwritten rules, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody, your community, people that have been through similar experiences can really get around a table and say, hey, welcome to my kitchen table. Let me tell you about some things that you might not know. And I think mm-hmm. that's so important. We talk about greatness. We talk about sharing the information you have. And far too often, we don't share the information that we have. And we got to recognize that it's more about collaboration and not competition, literally. Mm-hmm. And when we decide mm-hmm. to share these things with our community, watch us all grow. There's room for all of us at the table. And I think making sure that your community, right, you talked about that earlier, those people that are around you really are helping to push you and to recognize what you stand for, it's so very interesting. You know, mm-hmm. another thing is I was thinking about that community right there, and I am writing a research paper right now, and it's really around the success of African-American women businesses, right? We know already that there's research that shows that mentorship or specific training in your field will help you succeed in your entrepreneurship journey. However, there's a lack of research that really tells us that when I am mentored by another African-American woman entrepreneur who has experienced what I am going through, who is successful in her business, then I too will be successful. I too will survive a little bit differently. And I'm so interested in that, because it's this notion of community and mm-hmm. how community propel you to increase greatness, right?
Mm-hmm. 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 Fantastic. Yeah. So,
oh my God. I'm so sorry. I knew when I started, I thought, oh, technical gods, please smile on me today. But, you know, Lolita, one of the things that you talk a lot about, and I think this speaks to our ability to step into our greatness, right, is you speak about our willingness to own our yeses and mm-hmm. our no's, right? Yeah. And that's a part. So when I was thinking about the show and activating our greatness, and I started thinking, tangibly speaking, what does that mean? What do I need to do today to begin to own my greatness and step into that? My yeses mm-hmm. and my no's really caused me to reflect on what choices am I making? What are the boundaries that I'm setting that will serve not where I am today necessarily, but where I'm going, right? And mm-hmm. closing that gap. So can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes. Own your yes and respect your no. I love it so much that it's on a shirt. It's on a sweatshirt. It's on a t-shirt. It's because, and it's in my line of apparel, because sometimes it's the reminder that we need for ourselves. And I can just mm-hmm. talk about Lolita E. Walker, like owning your yes. If I'm going to commit, then I'm going to be choiceful on my commitment of a yes. Why? Because my name is attached to that. Why? Because it means something to me when I come to the table and I say, yes, I'm going to do it. When I say yes to do this show, then it's a commitment for me to do the show. And I will show up and I will give my all because I'm present to what it is I'm saying yes to. However, what needs to also be the same, have the same rigor and the same excitement is the no. And sometimes we have to say no to others to respect the yes of ourselves. Sometimes saying no to an opportunity could mean that, you know what, I'm going to say yes to me. And what I didn't know when I booked this show was that I would have a proposal that was also due. Right? So what I need to do then is, because I've already committed of owning my yes for this, then I will respect the other no's that I have around today so that then I can lean all the way in. Right? It's about choice. And that's what owning your yes means and respecting your no, because while we love to say yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do that. We're helping people. We're nourishing people, right? Women come to the table all of the time, but also recognizing that I will respect my no, and no is exactly what it means. It mm-hmm. means no, I'm unable to do that and commit to it at this time, and know that that's okay. That's exactly what it
was. Mm-hmm. So Roz, I want you to react to that a little bit. And where are you in the process of owning your yes and respecting your no's?
Owning my yes and respecting my no's. In that process right now, particularly with what I'm going through with my family, I have to own my yes and have to respect my no. And sometimes mm-hmm. it doesn't ring with them. It's because they are judging me by the Roz they used to know and not the Roz of mm-hmm. now. So yeah. So in that process, hard for some of them to understand, because a long time ago, Roz used to be, you know, a firecracker. But now, since I have learned that firecracker is not helping anybody, I've changed a lot. So a lot of my family who have not been around me don't understand now that I'm quiet. And that's part of my no. And I'm respecting my no. So I'm showing you how to treat me. And I'm mm-hmm. showing you how I want to be treated. And so you are going to follow those rules. And so that's where my yes and my have become more important to me. And it's given me the power so that no one can take my power. Mm-hmm. I'm done speaking.
Yeah, no, thanks, Roz. And I think you bring up a good point, particularly sometimes with family. It can be really challenging to set those boundaries because we get into that space where we want to please. What about you, Marae? How's it showing up in your life, your willingness and ability to own your yes and respect your no?
It has been a very difficult process because I like giving to people, you know, and so when you're like that, what Rose was expect, people expect all the time that you're going to give. And I reach a point and, you know, it's like 3 years ago where I just realized that, you know, I'm giving, but I also have to receive. So I need to, you know, put boundaries and really tell people, you know, what I really want at this stage of my life or at this stage of my career. It's not about them anymore. It's about me, what I really want to do, the level of greatness that I want to reach, and really how I want to show up and the impact that I want to create in my family, in my community, and, you know, professionally as well. Obviously, it can be a difficult process because you see people start to put labels on you. But just, you know, as we mentioned before, as long as you know who you are, as long as you know that you are greatness, whatever they say doesn't actually gel. So you just have to continue to bring, you know, your best and to continue to follow your purpose, because that's really what it's all about for you.
Yeah. So I feel like this has been levels for me, mm-hmm. right? So Lolita, this has been, first of all, can I say no? And am I comfortable saying no? Mm-hmm. And then am I holding myself accountable to my no's and respecting my boundaries? And then can I do that without all the internal consternation, right? Can I say no without, oh, well, now they're upset and now I should have and now I could have and now I would have? So it's been such a growth cycle for me, I think, to be able to go through that process. And obviously we still have moments, right? We're still human. And so, you know, but I think that those are sort of the things that I look at. Not only can you say it, can you stand on it, right? Can you stand for it and those sorts of things? So I absolutely love that, Lolita.
Yeah, it is a journey though. I'm glad that you said that because oftentimes, you know, we put it out and people are like, oh my God, they don't even get that it's very hard. Oh no, we do get that it's very difficult, you know, and it's interesting because again, when you start speaking these things out loud, then people start to hold you accountable for your words as well. And that's a powerful community. So I can give you an example of that as well is, you know, this proposal I was talking about that I'm going to be working on. I've had some people check in and, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? And Lolita, where are you respecting a no? Like, where are your no's again? Where are they? And I think that that's so important because what it does is it has you think. It either has you shift your boundary or it has you talk about why this is a yes, right? And then you become clear. Remember earlier, I talked about clarity plus confidence equals commitment, according to Lolita E. Walker. So the more clear you become, the more confident you are in being able to commit to what it is that you're saying yes to and commit to what it is that you're saying no to. And no is not a dirty word. You know, you got to remember that when I say no to this, what am I saying yes to? And I think that on this journey, giving ourselves permission to ask that question will remind us back to what the comfort level is of yes, right? Your comfort zone is in your yes. So therefore, as you're starting on this journey, one consideration is when I say no to this, what is that no really saying yes to? Give yourself comfort and start with the baby steps to really get there. But I agree with you. It is absolutely a journey and one that I think we're always on. Like I'm always being challenged about owning my yes and respecting my no, right? Always.
I miss some of that about the clarity, obviously, because it's an area for me that's incredibly important. Like everything starts with clarity. Like, where are you going? Where were you going, right? So before you even start stepping and moving, deciding which way you want to go now, plans change and you can make the adjustments and all of that. But what direction are you headed? And because what's that quote that if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So just knowing which way we want to go and in that clarity, we can say no to the distractions, no to this other thing, because I've got the big picture. That I'm holding and I'm holding that space sacred. And so I think that that is so important that we know what that is for us and what our greatness is. So I was thinking about greatness and I heard something as I was preparing for this show that greatness is sort of this mountaintop that you reach, but it's not the mountaintop. It's a mountaintop, right? And then there is the next one, and then there's the next one, and then there's the next one, because there's always more. And they said, and I wrote down this quote that I heard this morning from this gentleman. And what he said was, life is infinite. We are always becoming. And wherever you are is the starting point for your becoming. What I love about that, Lolita, is that we often think of ourselves as starting from our past. But what this is saying is we are starting right now, today. Yeah. If you're out there in the sound of our voice, your greatness, you are starting right now. Lolita, is that something you agree with? And Roz, I see you nodding. Did you want to add to this? No?
She's coming.
No, I said let Lolita go first.
Okay.
Well, you know, I agree with it. I believe that we are the narrator of the story. I believe that our story is ours. And I believe that you can turn the page and begin tomorrow. We can turn the pages and begin today. And so, yes, I do agree with that. And I think that that comes with the ownership and really self-discovery, to be honest. I wasn't always the person that I am today. And knowing that that's okay. I love that Roz said, you know, there's people that relate me to the old Roz, right? There's people that relate me to the old Lolita, and that old Lolita could have been last week Lolita. Forget about 5 years ago or 25 years ago. People ask me about high school sometimes, and I'm like, well, what happened? Because I'm so far removed from it, right? But there's things that people remember. And so when you show up in different places and spaces and people are like, oh my gosh, look at you. I think it's okay to say yes, and amazingly, look how I've grown. And I can't wait to get to know the person that you are today, because I don't hold on. I don't hold on to the things that happened yesterday. Now, 5 years ago, I might have, right? A little differently. But today, the person that I am, because of discovery, because of really leaning into who it is I am, because of this I am greatness, because of working with others, because of perspective, because of standing on a foundation of faith in my strengths, like because of all of the things, then I think that we show up differently. And that is what you want people to get to know. And as people try to pull you back into where it was that you've come from, that's a chapter out of your book. And you won't be judged by any one chapter in your book, because I'm a whole person. Like, read the book. The book is still being written, and I'm starting on chapter 45 right now, right?
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Mariah, where are you? Are you in your book? Like, what chapter? And are you owning? You are a person that speaks about greatness all the time as the greatest.
Yeah.
Career, right? And so being able to show up in that is so important, and I think you do that so well.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, when I was young, and especially when I started working, people always, you know, put the bar very low for me. And I've always challenged, you know, being able to challenge and to go higher and to learn and to really grow as, you know, as a person and as an individual as well. And I continue to grow. And when I sit down and I realize the thing that I've been able to accomplish, I'm like, I'm really happy I didn't listen to those people, because they had, you know, they had a limit for me, and they really want to leave me in this box. So, and but this came as a result of like what Lolita was saying, really knowing, understanding who I am, understanding, you know, the my gift, and really focusing on using them and creating more opportunities and creating more space and connecting with more people to be able to, you know, expand those gifts. Because it's one thing to have them, it's one thing to be aware of them, but what do you do with it? And I think what I've been really the breakthrough for me is that I've been able to at some point understand that those gifts are very powerful, and I'm going to use them, you know, to do and become whoever I want to become, irrespective of all the limits that people put on me. So I think I'm in a space right now where I really feel unstoppable, really. And it doesn't mean that I don't fail, but but I think the failures now, I love more about the failures, because for me it's more learning and then, you know, putting myself back and getting to the next challenge and to the next level.
Lovely. So, Roz, I'm going to let you come in, and I know that you've got to go. So I don't know if you want to just say so long to everyone. It's the end of the season, so we won't see you again until next season. But thank you so much for being here, given what's happening in your life. We really love and appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. I want to say this. Mistakes are a part of life. Learn how to love your mistakes and use them to grow. Mm-hmm. Rhonda, this show has helped me today more than you ever know.
Thank you. We love you, Roz. Take care. Take care of the family. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
So what's so beautiful about that is we have become sisters, Lolita, through this mm-hmm. show. We really didn't know each other prior to this. And these ladies joined forces with me, and we've been rocking for 89 episodes now. So it's just been something really, really special. And thank you for being here today and pouring into us. Because one of the things that I just admire about you is when you show up and speak, it gives me confidence. I mean, mm-hmm. I hear you say that I am greatness. And I'm like, that's right. I'm greatness. You're greatness. We're all greatness. And so, and I think that that's just really powerful and it's contagious. So I want to just acknowledge really quickly, Regina, who was out there, I think she's back and forth between work, but she said she is green tea and ginger root in her cup. I love that everybody shares what the, what's in their cup. Another amazing person who believes in greatness and speaks this into me all the time is this person who is a, I don't even know, he's a friend, a mentor, an amazing member of my team, Mr. Christopher Andrade, who was on the show a while back. Great analogy, great metaphor. He's another person that lives greatness. And just to be in the power of that is just really, really special to me. So let's take a quick break for a moment, and then we're going to come back and just sort of tie up some of the things because we've talked about a lot. I want to get a bit more succinct in what do I do today if I've lost my way, if I am off track, if I am not feeling my greatness, what can I do to begin to get that back? But before that, we do that, we're going to just do a quick top two. One of the things we like to do on the show, Lolita, to break things up a bit, some of our conversations get really deep, but we like to ask a top two question. So today's top two question that we're going to ask is, what are your, in the spirit of being on an island in Hawaii, right? What are your top two island destinations, whether you've actually been there or not? Right. So sometimes we've got our favorite place that we've been, but maybe there's some place on your bucket list that you have yet to go to. So what are your top two favorite vacation destinations? And Marae and Lolita, I'll get your thoughts on that right after this. Okay, so top two vacation island destinations. Lolita, let's start with you.
Okay. Since you said islands, Hawaii, definitely. I really enjoyed it. So I would love to see all of the different aspects of Hawaii. I have been there and I'm looking forward to going back. I have a girlfriend who lives in Hawaii and so absolutely love it there. You know, the other one that I have not been to, my dad was stationed at one time in Seychelles Island, which is off the east coast of Africa. And it's the east coast of West Coast. Seychelles are West Coast, east coast of Africa. And I really am interested in going there. I have no clue what is there, but I know that he was stationed there when he was in the military and he's no longer here. And I would love to visit there just to see it and to experience a piece of what he did.
All right. Wonderful. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's so, to see if it's East Coast or West Coast. I feel like it's on the East Coast, but I want to be sure.
On the East Coast?
I feel like it is.
Okay. Save All right. So, Marae, what about you? I know you've traveled quite a bit. And what's on your list?
So my first one is actually Cabo Verde, which is in Africa as well. A former Portuguese colony, really nice and, you know, nice people and beautiful. And I would say in my, you know, own country where I come from, there's a little island called the Toto Bay, and it's just magnificent. You know, the bay is beautiful, and at night you see the turtles coming out, and it's just, you know, and it's still very virgin. So when you go there, you just enjoy the nature for yourself. So I think those are the two that, you know, my top two that I've visited so far.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, you know, for me, I've some place that I've always wanted to visit is Bora Bora. And, you know, I've heard so much about it. Like you, Lolita, I don't really know what's there. I've just heard it's amazing. And I really do want to go there. The other place, really kind of tropical type of vacation that was amazing for me was my trip to Jamaica years ago. Oh, my gosh. It was just lovely. Right. And so I've only been once, but it's been on my list to get back there eventually. And so those are the two sort of tropical kind of feels that I am interested in. So That's my top two. Hey, Stephanie, great to see you. Great rising, beautiful ladies. Always nice to listen in. Stephanie, do you have two islands, two tropical destinations that you're headed to? If so, share that with us. So let's go back to our discussion on greatness as we get ready to wrap up and wind down the show a bit and really begin to talk about activating mm-hmm. the greatness that we have in us. And so, Murray, let me just start with you first. Let's talk a little bit about activating your greatness. And is there something that you do personally that helps you get back on track, get refocused? We all have our moments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we all have our moment. I think the first thing that I really do is always understand who I am first and where I am, in the process, in everything that I want to accomplish. So have this time where I think, I sit down and take, a moment to think about, what I've accomplished and where, I really want to be and understand that there's still so much, for me to do. So it's deciding that, taking the decision that I'm not going to stay where I am and really think about what I can do next. What is the next challenge that, I really want to take and really, put a plan and work, work on this plan. And at the same time, understand really what are the resources. It can be human resources, but also other resources that I need to get to that level and really integrate. It can be mentor, it can be, having a family member that is very positive that can actually help me to go there. So really have this clarity on who I am, how I show up, what are the gifts that I have, and what is the next challenge that I can take that will, help me to go to the next level. And really understand that, it is a constant process that I have to go through and not be really content with, all the time with the level that I've reached. Because as I mentioned before, greatness is just, and then it's unlimited. We can reach so many levels. And sometimes we don't even realize it, but we need this clarity and we need this time to understand, what's next for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Murray. We are unlimited, right? We are what we choose to be. So Lalita, mm-hmm. when you are thinking, and you speak so personally about the things that you do, and it's one of the things that connects with us, how do you get yourself back on track when you find yourself either maybe losing focus a bit or just not owning your greatness for whatever reason?
Yeah, so many different ways, but one of my go-tos is, well, I'll say three. I like the power of three, but three of my go-tos. One is gospel music always puts me in a new frame of reference. I think it's because it's gratitude, right? For me, it is gratitude. It is listening to hope and motivation. It's listening to other people's struggles and knowing that at the end, this is all I get out. I mean, this is what I get out of song, is knowing that at the end is nothing short of the ability to move should you choose. So that's one. But where I really go is my most be free space is, and that's what I like to call it. It is, where are you when your shoulders are relaxed, when you can take a deep breath and really be your most creative? I believe that when we pause and we feel the power in that pause, that power right there is going to help us to move forward. And my most be free space is around water and trees. When I'm around water or I'm around trees, then something happens. My most creative juices happen. That's where I get it from. And so I try to bring a piece of that to answer your question into my day. So when I'm stuck, right, where I love to go is, let me turn on spa radio on Pandora, since I can't be in Jamaica or Seychelles right. Island in this moment in time. Let me put on spa radio so I can hear what brings me peace. let me walk outside with no shoes to my backyard, which is full of trees everywhere, and grab that inspiration. So it's really knowing, where are you when you're your most be free? Where is that place, and how can you pull a piece of that into your day? Right? Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So those are two things. And then the third thing that I do really to re-energize me when I feel stuck is let somebody know in my community, you know, and typically that comes with a prayer because I'm grounded on faith. Typically that comes with somebody reminding me like, girl, are you serious? Have you still not done that thing? Why? What is it? And somebody really pushing you through because they remind you that you've demonstrated this before and get it done. They replay your words back to you and you're like, okay, let me get it done.
It's back to that accountability that we spoke of that we sometimes don't want, but we need so much to be able to be accountable to what we say is important to us and where we're going. So, you know, it's interesting because I think for me, I have to pause everything. When things get too busy or chaotic for me, I end up pressing the pause on everything. I'm like, okay, whole house freeze, right? There's a lot going on and I can't keep up right now. And I just take time to be intentional and to get regrounded. And then I go back to my purpose and that clarity that we spoke of. You know, what's happening? What's really important? And is this, the other thing that I tend to do is I tend to take these things that feel really big and I make them small.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we have a tendency to things get out of line and all of a sudden this thing is a big deal. But is it really a big deal? Right. Is it really a big thing in the grand scheme of things? Can I make it smaller by making it a part of the bigger picture? Right. So reducing things down to size is something that I typically do. So before we get ready to wrap up, let's do our coffee picture. I'm so sorry we missed Roz for this, or our cup shot or whatever we call it. Got it. All right. And then it's time for us to wrap up. So we're going to begin to we'll share with everybody, what do we hope that we put in people's cup today as we wrap up the season for the Coffee with Rhonda show? What is the takeaway for today that you want people to leave here and ponder, think about, feel inspired by as we wrap up? And we'll do our What's in Your Cup segment right after this. All right. So, Marie, let's start with you. What do you hope that we put in people's cups today?
Well, there have been so much shared, but I think the key for me is really understand that, you know, greatness is not a destination. It's actually, you know, a journey, and it's a journey that never stops. And I like what you quoted about us becoming, you know, all the time, starting where we are and becoming, someone else. And this process is continuous. It never stops. And I also like, you know, what Lolita shared when she was saying about honoring our yeses and respecting our noes. So really have this clarity about our purpose. And being able to stay focused on that and always, you know, challenging ourselves to go to the next level of our greatness in that process and be okay with that. So those are the key things that I really want the audience to, you know, to take away.
Yeah, thank you. So important. I'm telling you, Lolita, I got to get the t-shirt. Owning your yes and respecting your no's. That is a powerful statement. So as we wrap up, tell us what you hope that people can walk away from this conversation with, and then also share how people can connect with you and learn about what you're doing and the amazing work that you do in the world. I think you're on mute.
It is a thing. I go on mute all the time and have all these juicy conversations. I'm like, oh, no. So, you know, so many things people can walk away with. But if I was to leave one thing, I want folks to know that no matter where it is that you are, you start today by rewriting your journey. right? You start today by writing it and by navigating it and by living it today. And it's okay to give yourself permission to go ahead and move past before, because you can always go back and take a look at the lessons and take a look at what happened in those previous chapters and all the juiciness that's in there. But today begins your new journey, and know that that's okay. Give yourself permission to do that. So that's what I'll leave folks with. And the way that you can stay in contact with me, all things LolitaWalker.com. You can get my podcast. You can get my t-shirts and sweatshirts. You can get my group coaching. You can get speaking. You can book me for things, books, you name it. I am absolutely doing it. And if you want to hire me to come in to speak or to coach your organization, I'm all in. LolitaWalker.com. Thank you. This has been so super amazing. Oh, my retreat is coming up. Yes. It is a power play. I tell you, 17 power women who choose to be there, all inclusive, 4-day weekend. And you talk about greatness. We pour in the soul work. You do the work while you are there. But we have a private chef. We are there for 4 days, have a lot of experts. I do one-on-one coaching. Really check it out. LolitaWalker.com. It's transformation from the time you walk into the building.
It sounds amazing. And yeah. I actually have it on my bucket list to get to one of your retreats. And twice. Number one, I'm going to be a participant. And number two, I want to be a speaker at some point, and I want to help you pour into others, because that's kind of the work that we love to do. So I am so grateful and thankful that you were able to join us. And particularly for the last episode, I love for people to walk away with something inspirational. And I think this show was everything about that. My last drop for the show today is, only you can truly define your greatness, right? That's yours to own. And so it's up to us to define the destination, take the wheel, take ownership, and be unapologetic about the fact that we are greatness, right? Step into that and lean into that and fully own and experience what that means. So I am super grateful for having all of you on the show today. For everybody that was out there tuned in and watching, thank you so much. We'll see you next season when we return for another full season. Will be season 8 of the Coffee with Rhonda show. So until then, I am going to get rid of this technology stuff, because it's obviously not working with the island. So I'm just going to go enjoy the beach or something and let all this craziness go. So so my mom, as the last comment, says, great season all. Lolita started with her greatness coming from God and ended with consoling herself with gospel music. Woo-hoo! Lolita, you were speaking to mom today. So impressive.
Thank you so much, mom.
yes, she is amazing, and she's like my number one fan. It's so fun having mom on the show. So thank you all so much, and we'll see you back here next season for another episode of the Coffee with Rhonda show. Until then, take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.